Good morning. This is Bailey and Sophie with your 11am Z Lines. In local news, the Miles government have unveiled a new mental health crisis care facility built onto the Prince Charles Hospital opening later this month. The $14 million crisis stabilisation unit will see a 6-bed short stay for specialist and intensive mental health care for at-risk patients to stay for up to 3 days, while additional beds will provide 23-hour overnight access to other patients. The unit will be supported by a 60-person team of full-time healthcare workers, reducing stress on adjoining emergency department by providing accessible, alternative entry for people experiencing mental health crisis. The centre will open to the public next Saturday, the 14th.
Scientists from the University of Queensland are confident new technology filter which recycles harmful chemicals in water into renewable batteries will be available for commercial production in 2027. The technology is capable of extracting the forever chemicals in drinking water to non-detectable levels and repurposing these chemicals into rechargeable batteries. The Australian Institute for Bioengineering and Nanotechnology chemist Chen Zhang says the filters will be trialled at Brisbane's wastewater treatment plant and be extended to other plants in the coming years.
In national news, Australian beekeepers are bracing for the exotic pest Varroa destructor mites, describing that a national spread is inevitable. The pest was first detected in Sentinel hives at the Port of Newcastle 2 years ago, before it began spreading through New South Wales. Both commercial and recreational beekeepers are in the firing line, and at stake are fruit crops such as apples, pears and cherries, vegetables and native forests, which all rely on feral honeybees for free pollination. With a cost of $132 million in the initial biosecurity response, authorities have shifted from trying to eradicate the mite in the last 12 months to educating beekeepers. Danny Lefevre, Chief Executive of Australian Honeybee Industry Council, says they are just trying to slow down the spread so our beekeepers can be upskilled and ready for it. The parasitic mite weakens bees, kills larvae and spreads deadly viruses, and it is expected most wild European honeybees will be wiped out over the next 5 years.
ABC Chair Kim Williams has reinforced in his 2024 John Mannish oration that the media has a duty to protect and preserve democracy against current societal challenges. Williams' speech addressed the importance of reinstating truth, trust and knowledge in the media against multiplying fake news, bigotry and populist opinions. Williams says that to improve the ABC in this direction, its flaws must be acknowledged and that democratic politics based on the exercise of reason once again should be the norm.
In international news, Indonesian government officials have announced a project to build new underground train systems in a $29 billion project aimed at reducing congestion and improving the country's stigma of having too many tourists. Authorities predict that by having a direct link from Bali's airport to popular tourist destinations, the transit system both off and on roads will be relieved from congestion. Experts in the fields of urban development and architecture professors have collectively voiced concern that the project is currently biased towards the needs of tourists and not Balinese locals.
For your weather today, it's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.